We will get rolling. I thought we talked about it a little bit last night, but what a way to close out the Dome yesterday. Having a chance to do that, with the fans. So their energy, the juice that they brought, we challenged them, and they totally answered. So it was electric. You could feel it when you walked out for pregame, and then it just got stronger as it went through right up to the kickoff. So for them and for the team, man, do we appreciate that. For the team, this one was won during the week. You've heard me say that before, but honestly, the work that they put in, I told you I wish you could have seen what took place on Wednesday, on Thursday, to get one another ready, and that was certainly at hand. The clearest thing we saw yesterday was our brotherhood, the way they supported one another. I thought there was no bigger demonstration of that is Matt using his speed to score, and when he tried to spike it or slam it in between, we gave him some trouble for that. But the amount of guys that just wanted to go in the end zone with him and celebrate those moments. So those are the things that you can look for. And then our process will begin again this week. We'll do the bulk of our work this week right here and get right back into that process. And before I open it up with you guys, it is, a sad reminder. It's just a game for us. I know a lot of people in South Georgia are certainly dealing with a tornado and the devastation that caused. So we just want them to know that everyone up here in our team, our thoughts and our prayers are there with them. So not much to segue into that, but I wanted to make sure we recognize them, knowing how devastating that can be. So with that, I am ready to open up to your questions today.
Dan, when you went back and looked at the film and looked at Julio's performance, I mean, you talk about him all the time, of course, but were you even more amazed considering the concern going into the game?
I knew he'd play well. I could tell on Friday his intent was right, the type of competitor that he is. So I thought he'd play well, and I thought he'd play one of his best games. And it's away from the ball that sometimes you don't see. We see him when he catches it. But there's other times where he's away from the ball, the way he's trying to go get his block, the way he's trying to run his route when the ball may go somewhere else when he's getting, a double team to his side. So I think it's the intent that he brings to the game. And, but yeah, I was very impressed yesterday.
I know as a coach that you want to get right back to it.
Yes.
But what was it like for you after the game last night, this morning, hearing from people? I mean, what's this whole thing been like?
It was great. And honestly, I had no idea that Weems and Babineau were up to tricks behind me. And that was a really cool experience, honestly. That had never happened. So just those guys, that was a moment I won't forget. I knew I was into the game, and all of a sudden, it felt, I didn't know what it was until, okay, that's what it is. So, and then enjoying the moment, the locker room was good. It was the appropriate amount of excitement. We know that this game, it's affording us to win that, the NFC Championship gives you a chance at the next opportunity. And so that's what I wanted our team to feel like, and it did. Where the game playing, going to the Super Bowl is not the reward. It's playing really well and winning. And so we're going to have a hell of a challenge and have to battle for it. But I thought they knew when you win that one, you have a chance and an opportunity that comes next. And that's, what I would hope I'd feel from our team, and we did. No, I did not get much sleep. I generally don't after the games. Sometimes I'm thinking about, what could we have done different. So, and then today we get right back into it, into our process. And honestly, when you're around our building, and I know you have been, all year, but, week 4, week 8, week 12, week 16, week 19, when you're inside these walls, it should feel the same. And we try to throw a championship week every time we go. We have what we compete for on Wednesday. We try to go about the ball Thursday. We talk about finishing Friday. And it didn't change last week, and it didn't change the week prior when we were playing the divisional round, and it wasn't when we were playing New Orleans at the end of the season. So our process, the guys have a very clear understanding how hard we have to go against one another to get ready, and we'll do that again this week.
Counsel your younger guys not to get spooked by the Patriots
brand? That's a good question, one I hadn't thought of, but I don't think so. At the beginning of the week, when we do our game planning, we look at the opponent and all the unique things that they do and how do we feature them. And then at the end of the week, the shift comes right back to us. So it's not something that we talk about on a regular basis with them or any other opponent.
With Poole and then the nickel blitz, what were y'all seeing on that? I don't think we've seen that allowed him to be able to.
It's been part of the plan, and we've done it some this year. I don't know the exact number, but he's a good blitzer, And with his toughness and sometimes when splits are close, where you can bring a DB from their alignment, it can be an advantage. So, yeah, he brought it. And that, we expect that from Brian. He's one of our toughest competitors. He's a good tackler. And those are the things that kind of make up good blitzers, that toughness, the speed.
Dan, I'm not sure how much I think Breen might be the only guy who's ever been to a Super Bowl on this roster before, but how much are you going to draw off your experience and what have you told the team already about
sure.
how you take this week to prepare?
It's a big topic and one that I want to, you know, I've gone when it's gone well and I've been a part of it when it hasn't. And I wanted to just really, you know, kind of outline the keys to, you know, to playing well in the game and managing some of the things on the outside. And so that's part of the, you know, the process that I can help share that with the guys and making sure what do we do, when we do it, how we do it, all that matters. But the most important thing is relying on one another. We got a great process that we go through to get ready and we're not going to deviate from that.
I'm just curious, do you ever show the ring?
I have not to our team. And, you know, those are ones to do after. And your intent is honestly so focused on just this game and playing well. So that I'll leave it at that. But that was, you know, from a different spot. So it's this group going through this trip together.
As a defensive guy, what are your initial thoughts of the Patriots and how they run offense?
Well, number one, they're difficult to defend. They use a variety of different formations, personnel groups. They've got a huge playbook from the pass game into the run game, gap schemes, trap schemes in the run game, quick game. So I would say it's an offense that's well-versed, and they have different ways to attack you. And, you know, we'll have our work cut out for us going through the game plan this week to get ready.
Does it look different than 2 years ago when you saw
them? I don't know enough yet. And honestly, I didn't look ahead. And so I haven't done a lot of work on them going into it. So last week, you know, the focus was 100%. Didn't spend a minute past that, you know, on Green Bay. So that'll be, you know, into today and into tonight. I'll have a better understanding on that next time we talk.
Good news is you do know who you're playing.
Though. Yes. Unlike 2 weeks ago. Yes. Yeah, I'm very clear on that this time. Yeah.
You talk about the not having really thought about that edge of having that Super Bowl experience. I mean, there are teams nine times Tom and Bill have gone, seven together, I think it is now. I mean, you guys, I mean, do you worry at all about that? I mean, that would seem
it's
to be
not in my control,
experience.
So I can't, you know, it's like we're not going to make it up in 2 weeks. So, you know, for us, you know, we totally trust this process that we go through to get ready. And for a lot of guys, you know, playing in their first divisional game, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then playing in their first NFC championship game, and all those new experiences are new, and you have to have awareness for those. And this experience is different also. I want to, you know, fully recognize that. However, when we do get to the game, it's still going to be the game. And there's a lot of hype that leads up into it. There's more media exposure that goes along to it. But our process of getting ready doesn't change. Our intent of how we're going to play doesn't change. The attitude and identity that we want to play with doesn't change. So those things are going to stay really consistent and really the same.
Have you already thought about, too, do you change anything? I mean, these guys, you haven't had really any issues, off-field issues, but I mean, this is way back in history. There was a bit of one with the last time the Falcons went to a Super Bowl on the Saturday night before the game. Have you thought about like how you would to keep make sure that there isn't anything when you?
Yeah, I recognize the question, but honestly, on some teams that I've been a part of, you might have worried, but not this team. And you know, it was cool to talk about the defense here, and the reason why. Around here, you know, for the whole year offensively, it's been a hard group to keep up with, you know, from the defensive side. So I was proud of those guys and the effort and the toughness they displayed, you know, forcing two turnovers. We thought this would come down to the ball and our offense owned it. But, you know, forcing two turnovers, I thought was a real factor in this thing. But we felt our speed, our toughness. It's a tough match in terms of the things that they can do at Green Bay offensively. So I was really proud of our guys and the toughness they showed.
And one man-to-man defense, a byproduct of more confidence in you guys?
Well, I don't know if it was a lack of confidence that we've ever had. It was a pretty much, you know, a good mixture between our zone and man like we like to do. We're just playing things better. And it's not that we're doing things differently, but we're doing them better. And that comes with more reps. That comes with more time. And we've put in that time, you know, to get better. And we do it at practice. We do it after practice. So finding those little edges to improve on, that's what we did today. Again, what part of your game do you want to work on this week? And all of us will have one small thing to do. And so playing more man-to-man or less, you know, depends a little bit on the game plan. But for last week, that was a factor for us for sure going in.
Why do you not worry about this team? I want to ask you, just you were in the middle of an answer about the not some teams you would worry, but not this
sure.
one about the what does this tells you this team?
This team is so tight, and the accountability they have for one another is so strong, and so to me that's why, and they totally rely on another. This brotherhood is so strong, they care about one another, so they're playing for something bigger than themselves. So for this team and this group. I totally trust him.
Brady told me that you're the most unique coach that he's ever been around. He's never been excited to go to team meetings, but he's excited to do that here. What allows you to connect with players in such a unique way?
He's one of the most unique players I've been around, so that goes with both. Dwight is a very he's a very smart guy, and he has I may have said this before to some of the local guys. He has quarterback smarts playing defensive end. He has recall. He can remember, you know, this stat, this set, this down and distance, this field position, much like a quarterback can. So he's someone that's fun for me to challenge, too, because he usually has an opinion on certain topics or a certain stun or a certain blitz or a certain call. And I like that, you know, I have somebody, you know, he's not afraid to challenge and ask a question about a certain topic. But part of us as coaches getting to learn and know the players so best, you know, so well, so we know how to feature them best. And when you get to know them and spend the time to get to know them, you do understand what they can do best. And why do you think you do that better? And what makes this work better for you? And then we try to feature those guys in their best things.
Dan, being this a bye week, will Kyle have a meeting with the 49ers? Do you know? If so, do you know when?
I know Thomas and those guys are discussing that. If they do, it would be at the end of this week. The players will have off on Saturday. So if they do any of that, it would be at the end of the week. This week from today through Friday will be a typical week for us.
Are y'all going to head to Houston on Sunday?
We're going to travel on Sunday.
So you'll practice tomorrow?
No practice tomorrow, correct.
I know you weren't worried about this from the beginning, but, you know, how happy are you that, you know, Kyle has maintained that focus? I mean, obviously.
I'm really proud of him, Vaughn. It's a great question and one I should have addressed earlier because it's not easy to do when there's a lot of speculation and things going on outside your world to stay dialed in. I think it's one that should be commended. And being on point and going for it, he totally nailed that. And knowing how to attack and how we're going to go through it. So it gets more attention, you know, obviously the longer it goes, and we recognize that. And so the league does structure it. There's another opportunity for them to talk, and I'm sure they'll do that.
I'm sure you've had a relationship to talk with him about, you went through the same thing.
I did. I tried to just give him, you know, my experience, not tell him what to do, but tell him this is some of the pitfalls that happened. These were some of the things that I thought went well. And then I tried to do the same thing with him this week, just to make sure these are the guidelines. And as long as you know how to use them, and, you know, then you don't get jammed up. So you have to definitely, you know, use your imagination some to make sure everything's going to be dialed in like we want. But he honestly nailed it. He really did.
When you built the plan from last night to this week for Sunday departure next week, did you pull from the two trips with Seattle? How much did you ask other guys and your staff?
We did all this planning during the bye, during our playoff bye. So I didn't share that with the staff, but I did do the planning ahead. I thought that shift had happened where this team was heading in the right area. And we were making the improvements necessary to play really well. So it was during that bye time that we, you know, put the plan together in terms of the structure of how it would work for the next few weeks. Obviously, there's a lot going on behind the scenes with the league and with the teams that are involved as you get closer to it. But that plan was in place, and now it kind of gets fully executed today. So I love doing those kind of plans when you have the time to have a real clear thought about how you want to do it, what it should look like. You're not under any time constraints or any pressures in that way. So, but it definitely has. I've been through the process, and I knew some of the things that I really liked and some of the ones that we had as pitfalls. So I tried to use that experience. And for me, I had a great, you know, model in Pete during the time that we did it with him.
The weeks have different characteristics this week and next week. Are they two different kinds?
I think so. And one where you're in your own facility getting your game plan ready. And then as you go, there's some media obligations that take place in the early part of your week. And then after that, you kind of get back into your normal flow when you get to the site. So This week should feel normal. And when you walk in this building, I hope it does. When it feels like Wednesday and Thursday and Friday from all the weeks that you've been here. And then as we get to the next week, we have, you know, a larger media obligation at the beginning of the week. And then as we get back into our Wednesday and our Thursday and Friday in terms of our preparation, that should slide back into the normal routine as well.
Dwayne also mentioned the D-line showing its depth this week. How nice is it to see guys like Hayden and Tyson Jackson step up?
Yeah, and Brooks Reed has been another one that we thought's really made, you know, some impact for us lately. Just having that versatility, guys who can play defensive end, defensive tackle, and anytime you play good quarterbacks, you better have enough rushers to keep going, keep changing, because you got to keep attacking. And yeah, I was very pleased for those guys. Defensively overall, the effort, the strain, the communication, they did a very good job.
Two more questions.
Yeah. You said you're still kind of in that 24-hour enjoy it window. You alluded to maybe giving Matt a hard time about, you know, the spike after the touchdown. Can you kind of take us inside the film session today? What was it like? Was it different than usual?
Well, and to tell the truth, Monday part, we generally go through the things that we do well and the things we want to improve on. But we did have a lot of fun today, and the energy was right, as you would expect it to be. We had some I should share it with Andy. I can share the game ball with Andy's wife. So we gave Andy Levitre's wife a game ball, said it was a week late, and we put ultimate toughness on it. And so at the Seattle game, she had gone into labor during the game but waited it out, so we felt that was definitely worthy of a game ball. So that one, we kicked it off to start it. So she doesn't know that yet, so if she's watching, Andy would bring that today. But past that, we kind of went and do what we do on Mondays and have fun with it, and then we got started on the process that will take place over the next 2 weeks.
Where did you think this team – you said you thought by the time y'all got into the playoffs you were – I mean, where did you sense that – I mean, you always think you've got a chance to win it all. Obviously, you wouldn't be in this business. But did you – was there a point this season where you said, this might be something special this year, maybe even earlier than I expected?
I'd say probably that shift that I saw after we lost to Kansas City. And we played well at L.A., and we played well. I think we came back here against San Fran. And it was during that moment and that shift I felt the players' intent. I felt the connection they had for one another. And then as we got into the bye time before our first game, I felt that shift again, you know, in our intent and our readiness. I liked what we were practicing like the speed that we were playing with. For us, you know, having a real awareness for the football, we've gone after it to go, you know, defensively, we've taken care of it offensively. Those were things that jump out to you to say this team is getting connected more and more and more as we go. And I saw that again yesterday.
Does it feel like 19 weeks of football to you?
No. And honestly, we got a lot of energy. And the guys have done a good job of, bringing the juice each week for one another. And that's what makes it so much fun to come in and compete with these guys to know, all right, here's what we're going to do today. So, no, it just feels like it's the next week.
Last question.
Last week you said you feel like you've done a better job articulating exactly what you wanted this year. How do you think some of the ways that you've gone about that, especially with the ball, in demonstrating that you want that message?
Sure. For us, we knew that that was the very first thing that we talked about in terms of if we can get this part of our game right, we're going to have a chance to play well. And it really carried through from the very beginning, from our OTAs, from training camp, and then we haven't backed off of that. And the offense has made it incredibly tough to try to take it away from them in practice. And the defense continues to try to go after it, but their awareness for it has changed significantly. And makes, in turn, the defense have to go even harder to try and go get it. So it is the ultimate example of iron sharpening iron, of knowing this is the number one part of our program, and you can't get it, and I'm trying to go after it. It makes your mindfulness for it stronger. It's always the right time to talk about it for us. So I talked about it, but I didn't quite get it all the way through to the entire team. Now it goes through the team.
Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great afternoon.